greater Cincinnati area.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Free Riri.
Free Riri.
Free Riri.
A real, real rice to Free Riri.
It's always a good one. I'm all jazzed up today.
You.
What's going on?
Oh, I just had, we'll save it for one of our well-known segments.
Ooh, yes, I wonder which one.
No spoilers yet.
All right, I'm still lining up the tab, so.
All good.
All right.
So you guys
getting close, though. The sound going, though, so we're good.
Cool. Any big 4th of July plans? Or just
let's not shoot that load right now. We got
pretty big load. But the answer might surprise you.
My holy name, are you blabbering about? Are you all right? Who am I watching you? My holy name, are you blabbering about?
You hear me now? You hear me now? You hear me now? Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down.
Right, father, father.
It's actually really bad for girls. Like I knew like a girl that used to do all that stuff, you know.
Sure.
She got like you can get like a really bad bacterial like
I can
thing
imagine.
Down there.
Wash your vegetables.
I forgot. It's like it's not even about that. It's just like you know how like when you peel carrots too much, like your hand turns orange.
I don't know that, you know? But go on. No, that's actually, that does like, make sense, though. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had to peel carrots for that long.
Well, yeah, and then, like, it just, like, the vagina is like that, and then there's, like, bacteria that takes over. And it, like, really makes, like, your insides and your stomach get all fucked up.
Gross.
Yeah. This girl is, like, dumb. Like, they would, instead of, like, just buying, like, dildos, like, him and her would just, like, use vegetables, and then she was like,
"Oh, well, if you're
18,
you can go to an actual." Yeah, well, that's I'm talking about. like uh-huh. You don't have anything else. You're like rural, like one of those country girls, like you know.
I think you're still gonna want to put a condom on that vegetable, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, before mm-hmm. you fuck it. You know,
solid advice, folks.
Before you fuck that pig, you're gonna want to wrap up.
Pretty bird, time to wait. A bully to beat that lurking out the gate. Compass jokes, Trent's not woke. Don't ask Red what's in his tackle, it's not smoke. Up in boat, up in boat.
Did I miss any gold?
Oh, you're going to have to listen, you're going to tune in.
We'll find out if
some might say some might call it the golden hour.
It might have been.
I think you said that last time, but we'll find out. In 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, don't have the right tab up. Hold on, everyone.
From the tippity top.
With Happy 4th of July, you wakers and bakers. Some of you are still up from a late Sunday night. Others of you getting up early on Monday morning, day before the 4th of July. So this is that podcast that gets up with you. We share what we are doing to get ready for it, plus your latest in society, news, sports, weather. We cover it all to get you on with your busy week. As always, I'm Red Rocker, and to my left is Lunch Meat.
Well, this is your favorite man, Lunch Meat. Everyone's favorite Ash Lad, churned Ash Lord.
All right, and to his left is Trent Trout.
America, fuck yeah, terrorists, your game is through, because now you know you have to answer to America. Whoa. Fuck yeah. So lick on my butt and suck on my balls. Rock, flag, and eagle. Yeah. Happy 4th of July, motherfuckers.
Damn, that's a delivery. Wow, when's the last time you saw that one?
Today, actually. It inspired me today. I was like, oh, man, that's right. That's
4th of July weekend? Or, oh, you thought of the song and looked it up.
No, 4th of July, just like 4th of July weekend, just scrolling through the like YouTube because there isn't shit on there anymore. Like, that's, you know, like, well, you know, no late shows and shit. So it's like just me scrolling through dumb shit. And it's like my algorithm suggests weird things
it's
to me.
It's all like, off. It will never be the same. It sucks. Feel, you fuck me, writers.
How?
You fuck me, strike.
Okay, so you guys are now anti I guess pro strike, I should say, right?
No, man, I'm like for the strike. I'm for the strike. But
last
like,
time, it's
the
been a couple weeks, but now, oh, bringing this. Oh, that's why we're here, right? We'll get to that.
Bring us in.
They had their chance. It's not working.
We're not in the guild, so it's not really. Right. Well, it could be.
What's
actually,
that? Some paperwork? Probably like a $500.
Look,
fee.
If we went on the Colbert show and started writing jokes, that would be scab work. But what we do is entirely fresh, of course.
Well, naturally.
Okay, cool. So, with all that said, should we just hit the segments?
Let's do it, baby.
All right. In that case, we like to always start off with the in order, of course. Of course, it's that maybe the most profitable weekend of the year for these pigs, these Mississippi hippos. It's fine that they're out there protecting us and patrolling us. We just like to know where that is. How about it, fellas? Any run-ins this long weekend so far?
No, but I did see them out driving around. They are making their ways.
Making their ways.
They're like sleeping until like, I don't know, 9:30, and then they're like just sitting outside of bars. That's all they're doing.
Smart.
You know?
Smart.
They got a down pat.
Yeah. See, that's the difference between like rural Wisconsin and Milwaukee. Like there's just like so much crime around here that like they don't wait outside bars. They don't have to. There's enough drunk assholes. Like, you know, it's like, but rural Wisconsin, they're like, what do to catch people? Wait outside a bar? Sounds great. Let's do it.
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Get that nap. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll just
one,
smoke a bowl.
They just have like their flashlight, like part there. Of their utility belt.
Are you kidding? You hang around the station, someone will just call you with one of these juicy bits. You can just, you know, grab one and run out the door.
It's true. Probably not wrong. Well, I have an eventful story. So,
all right, let's have it.
So, my police run-in actually involves with me having to call the police because some dipshit smashed out my van window.
You called the police?
I had to call the police. Somebody smashed out my window in my van.
Did you see him do it?
Whoa. No, I didn't know if any of my tools and shit were stolen. It's like my work van and shit. So, like, all the proper. So, what's weird is like, so check this shit out. So, like, I go out there, you know, like, whatever, just the one window smashed. And I'm like thinking, as soon as I open the door, right, like, all my shit's going to be gone. They didn't take anything. I even had my wallet in there. They didn't take shit.
Was it,
right?
Was it in your, where was it?
It was in your driveway. Yeah.
In your driveway. Oh,
yeah,
boy. Go on.
Right. So, like, it's just one of those things. And like, we were out late last night. Well, like, we got back home at like 11:30 or something like that. And I was even like out in my garage, like way past midnight, you know? So like, this happened like after that, you know what I mean? And like, I got up and noticed it at like 10 or something. So in between that small window, somebody, but here's what's crazy is like, so like, I don't know if you know what like a kindness rock is. This is the first time I'm learning of it.
What?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it has a nice little word on it, a smooth well, stone.
Or they paint a face on it or something. So basically, ooh, like...
Oh, the Kind like, Kids Club.
Well, as I'm, like, talking to this cop, he points out, he points to the ground, and he's like, what's that little, what's that rock right there? And I'm like, what the fuck? And I pick it up, and it's got a little face drawn on it. And I,
like a smiley face?
Kind of, it's got googly eyes, and, like, I'm looking at it right now. It has googly eyes. I'll send a picture of it to you. Googly ooh, eyes spooky. And, like... six teeth, and then the no, it's got this.
Ooh.
It's got this thing on the back, and it says, "You found me. Pass a photo to OC Rocks on Facebook. You decide to keep it or have a nice day." So I went on Facebook, and I'm like, "All right, so who's the last person that posted a picture?" But you can't actually like figure that. Or maybe you can, but I'm not like that savvy with Facebook. But like, I'm like trying to like do some detective work. But
you
like,
might have to bring
thing.
In a ringer, yeah.
So you get to throw the next rock into someone's car?
No.
Kind of lucky. Kind of
oh,
honor.
Is that how this works? Okay. Well,
yeah. You're well, the next one. You get to pass on the rock.
I'm stopping the cycle until someone cuts me off, and it's going right through their windshield. I'm saving this. I'm saving this for a road rage incident. This is strictly for road rage. No.
Okay.
I'm joking. I'm joking. But, you know, it was just, it was weird because, you know, like, who just throws a rock at somebody's windshield, right? And then doesn't steal? Like, dude, I had, like,
teenagers.
In the front seat. That's kind of what that's what I was thinking. But here's the thing.
Especially with that rock.
There's a bunch of cars on our block. I didn't have an alarm that went off, right? You know what I mean? Like, because they didn't actually open up the door. If they had opened up the door, the alarm would have went off. Oh. So it's just kind of one of those things where it's, like, really weird because nobody else's cars were vandalized. And, like, dude, I
only had one rock.
I haven't made an enemy since, like, high school. You know, like, I don't even know who it was, you know, so I think it's like a stupid ass. I think it was kids, like you said, and they were just walking around. Some kid had it in his pocket, and he just saw my van and just chucked it at it. You know what I mean?
I don't know. What's the oldest
age
you
would
have
shit like that?
We were
like
all
that.
Shithead kids. We all did
we did
shit.
A lot worse than that shit.
That's right. Right. So, honestly, my tools weren't stolen. It wasn't raining out. I was able to get my window replaced today, even though it cost me $444. But I'm able to write it off of my taxes because I can write that off through my business. So thank God for the IRS or something. I don't know. Whatever it is that they say.
It sounds like to me like you were a victim of this past the Smashing Rock game, which is actually kind of a cool game, you know? You know,
well, really, it's a little rock thing where kids are supposed to like pick them up. Like my daughter has a bunch of them. She was the one that told me about it.
What?
I was just like, it's like a thing.
It's not actually about throwing them through windows. You put that together.
Yeah,
these are kindness rocks.
Like
you hide them around the neighborhood, and then like a neighbor will find it and be like, "Oh, you've brightened my day." That's the point of it. Not throwing you added that part.
Yeah,
I thought maybe it could be also like a cool like this like the happy face killer. Maybe you've been picked, you know.
12 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing in Wisconsin.
But I would
just
like
to put it out there.
Shout out to the West Dallas Police Department. That cop was like totally cool and was just like, yeah,
he's just pretending
cool.
to sniff around.
I don't give a shit. He didn't listen. He didn't care.
They pretend to be your friends. Like,
okay, whatever. Yeah, you're right. Everything's a conspiracy. You know, some cops are actually cool.
What did he do? He like wrote
he
down
do
some information.
Yeah. To do. Yeah. And he told me that. He wasn't like,
exactly.
I'm gonna... Yeah, which is fine with me. I don't care. Like, it's my fault for not having any cameras.
Why didn't they take the rock and dust it for prints?
Nobody does that. He even said they can't.
What?
Dude, this is Milwaukee, okay? They have way better shit to deal with. Like, he said, literally, unless there's blood or DNA,
you don't
want
to
like,
set a
don't...
cop up to, like, give you the old, we got three new detectives on the case. Like, you're not. You
well, nothing
if
set,
it was if that rock was glazed with, like, a donut glaze, he would have been, like, taken to the station, no problem. You would have been like, I'll be getting this in a minute.
He'd be like, sorry, the glaze didn't make it all the way to the station. Something happened in between.
He's just, like, turning around. He's, like, mumbling. His mouth is full of the rock.
Did you stick that rock up your butt? Johnson, get that rock out of your butt. Sorry, sir. It's just so shiny. I just had to stick it somewhere.
Absolutely.
It just seemed like the right thing to do. But yeah, that was.
Well, that's pretty shitty, but I'm glad you got through it with the skin of your teeth. It's not an error.
I'm good. Well, honestly, I look at it like you know, like I said, we did a lot dumber shit than that. And like, honestly, I've lived here for 6 years and no one's ever fucked with my shit. And that's what makes, you know what I mean? And nothing was stolen. Like, now if it had been raining all night and like my shit was like wide open, they left the door open and all that shit and all my shit was stolen, that'd be a whole nother bag.
I got dunked twice.
When you got your hands on the person who stole your tools and broke your vehicle and left it in the rain.
John Wick.
Oh, what happened? Yeah. Is it John Wick or is it more of a Taken situation?
God have mercy on their soul, because I won't. That's all I gotta say. That's my livelihood.
They didn't take my bulletproof vest that was in the back.
I mean, seriously, if like from a construction worker standpoint, you might as well have shot my dog. Like, you break into my truck, steal all my tools. That's my livelihood. Like, you completely, you don't bad, you fuck me. You know how much money I'm behind right now because I gotta get all, you know, like, no,
If I find you, that's your ass.
I'm not calling the cops.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my shit back and then some interest, collect some interest on that ass.
What's your insurance? Wouldn't your work insurance just cover that though? Anyways.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of having. Yeah. And that's the little dirty secret that like not a lot of people know in the construction industry is like a lot of work vans get broken into. Right. And like, you know, they basically just cut you a check. Like, it's like the easiest claim you can make. Like, there's a lot of like guys I know for a fact throughout the years that have like, quote unquote,
stolen their own gear.
Well, no, like, okay, for example, like today, like I had a legit, like, I didn't do this. I didn't break into my own shit. But what I could have done before the cops came here, because I know none of my neighbors have cameras or me, is I could have took all my tools out and then lied and then said and then took all those tools and sold them to someone I know. You know what I mean? And that's how that shit works. That's like, that's, you know, and then they cut me a check and, you know, I get all brand new shit.
What if they cut you a check and then you supposedly found all your shit? Like, you like,
isn't
found
the problem
it
you just
some,
talked about it on a popular radio show?
So basically how that works is like, if the cops find your stuff after the fact and they cut you a check, it is what it is. Like, let's say 6 months later the cops call and say, hey, we you know, because I got serial numbers, all my tools are registered, so like I have a laundry list, like I have a whole bunch of shit to give the cops if like something like that does happen, so that way if someone goes to a pawn shop, because a lot of these pawn shops nowadays, some tools you can go to like Milwaukee's website, they type in a serial number and it'll say whether it's like stolen or not, you know what I mean? So it's pretty, it's gotten to that level now. So, you know, it's kind of hard. Like, when these guys fence these tools, they pretty much sell them to people they know. You're like, you can't sell them to pawn shop really anymore. Like, they're onto that shit, you know? Maybe shops, but you know, I'm sure the shady ones will still take them, but legitimate ones won't fuck with that shit.
All right. So Let's wrap it up.
I myself got out ahead of the police. I started my 4th of July about 2 weeks early, right around the time Juneteenth happened, and then
that's my 4th of July.
Got ahead of them. Yep. I ate bacon for breakfast for about 2 weeks straight over a griddle in the camping style. So that I laid low. No run-ins for me. But what about you there, Russell?
What about do they have the campsite sheriff? Like the camp?
I wasn't sure this was going to take a long time. But yeah, there is a guy who runs the whole thing. We did have golf carts there. Nobody seemed immediately concerned about how much I was drinking when I was driving this thing.
But until you hit a kid.
There were a few no hit kids, but a lot of that's not actually a road, and like you can't do that in a golf cart. There's stumps on that trail.
Dude, like Road America, where my parents, like, dude, my dad's got a golf cart now, and like, dude, Road America, like, for the Indy race, is just full of drunk people on golf carts, and like, it's crazy. The cops, all the cops turn a blind eye. There's like 10 sheriffs there,
of course,
and none of them hand out DUIs. Like, they, like, there's a guy who's got a license plate that says "not sober" on it. Like, it's this gigantic. He's like drinking.
This guy sounds cool as fuck. What's his deal?
One guy had a beer helmet. There was one. Sweet.
Do we have time to get into the big Red Rockers vacay or what? Do
we get time? I guess we can do a quick
another tab.
Q&A. We have about 6 minutes. We can do that or some phone calls. It's really up to you.
Let's do a phone call. We'll get back to it.
Yeah, right, it sounds like enough. A longer story than 6 minutes.
Well, I have a topic who I think we need to discuss afterward that's kind of tied to that, but we'll get into that later.
Okay.
But if you do dial 414-990-9025, that's Yo-Yo Cal, just like Frank did. Hey, this is Frank. The 4th of July is coming up. Is anyone else sick of it? Doesn't it seem like the only people that really celebrate the 4th of July are Trumpers or rednecks? Or even worse, disgruntled families with their young children? Isn't the 4th of July just the pendulum swing in a hypnosis game called patriotism? It certainly seems like it's more like America for a few and not America for all, and then we celebrate it? What do you think?
This communist can go fuck themselves. Listen here.
I think think he's got a lot of points, really, honestly.
Take a last glance, Bass.
Right, yeah. Get out of here, you sissy.
I mean, isn't it true? Whenever you go to, like, you drive past all these people for the 4th of July parties, or they're, like, standing in some, like, I don't know, parks or, like, by the beach waiting for them. They're all just, like, wearing Trump hats and like with their small kids and like redneck
really
wife beaters.
I see mostly people with like American flag like tank tops. I see a lot of that.
Okay. Redneck or Trumper.
There's not a lot of I don't know. It's like probably course, a good this is 50, all gonna come 50, into where you live, it's probably late, like a 90-10 split. Where we live, it's
I'm
like a 50-50.
Right.
Yeah, I was gonna say you probably
of
got
of course, famously, just
there.
For the new listeners, we've got one coast being the
but you're
Milwaukee
not wrong, though,
hosts,
sure.
And then
I can only imagine where you live. It's probably just like right. Miles and miles of trucks with flags attached to them.
They're having like a
you see it more.
Tomorrow they're having like a Second Amendment right like fest like parade or something going down.
That's like the one day they shouldn't.
Is that
do
where
it.
They
it's
shoot
a 4-day
guns
weekend?
In the air? Yeah,
it's like the day before. Guns. I don't know. It's like a rally. I don't know. It's like they have like music and food and shit.
Do they have
they talk about their guns?
Guns
I guess I don't know. I'm
is
not
it
going.
An excuse to not go to work on Monday? When 4th of July is on a Tuesday,
it's like the redneck. You know how like Jewish people have all those the random holidays. It's like a redneck random holiday, right? Just kind of like well known among all the rednecks. Right?
It's kind of like putting Juneteenth next to Father's Day, right?
Oof.
Sure.
A tough combination. Or what's
I don't celebrate really either one in my house because nobody really cares about me in my house. I'm just I'm
so you don't celebrate it either. But so the record is like you don't celebrate the 4th of July, right?
How do I do you mean celebrate it by like grilling out? Like I don't
I mean no,
fireworks.
I mean grilling out is grilling out. You know, like going to see the fire day. Like
I don't go to parades and shit, if that's what you're asking. Like, I don't, like, my wife does that shit with the kids, but, like, I just don't get, like, I just, honestly, like...
Disgruntled family member with small children, is that like...
No, I just don't. I mean, like, my wife likes it, and I don't, so she goes to them. Like, I don't know. Like, even when I was a kid, like, parades were, like...
Well, parades is one thing, but what about fireworks? Let's go...
Do you bring the family...
Let's talk about fireworks. Fireworks. We don't care about the parade. We're going to stand on fireworks.
Okay, fireworks are cool, but like we're all old enough to buy our own fireworks. The fun about fireworks is letting
sometimes
them
you do.
Off yourself.
I do.
Don't
I,
you think
yeah,
if your
yeah,
town,
too.
Like, how much do you think Milwaukee spends on fireworks? Like, our town spells like at least $25,000 a year on it. Like, I'd rather see them like
more.
Re-up the like I don't know frisbee golf course. Ooh, like build like a really
oh
nice frisbee.
Shut up!
Like build a really nice frisbee golf course.
That's the first
for 25 million for 25,000.
First thing you would
or anything. Anything, yeah. Like, why don't you take that money?
Course.
Yeah,
spruce
that's it
just
up.
Baskets.
What are you gonna spruce up? It's the woods.
Spruce
and baskets.
It up.
Yeah,
spruce it up.
Get it.
What
you
are
know,
you gonna
like,
do
I
with
know,
the other $24,099?
Maybe prune a tree. Hey, I'll tell you what. Next time you go through the frisbee golf course, bring a little pruner with you and a bag of mulch. And you know, if everybody did it by the end of the year, it'd be.
And what if they just sent
nobody's
everyone
doing
like
frisbee
condoms.
Golf anymore? By the way, that's like you and some old timers out there, right?
What if they just send everyone a check for like $100?
Thing I think like
a check. I you know what? Give me the
I
fireworks.
See people
out- I say give me the fireworks.
Give me
of all of holidays and all public like bullshit we do. I think the fireworks is like the one we keep, right?
The fireworks is the best part.
Here's the,
you know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing.
Well,
I love
the grilling out, right? That
the grilling out's great.
Like,
what
dude,
about
like,
the going
like
on Facebook when everybody's
what,
like
10%?
Don't light off fireworks and give
I know,
my dog
yeah.
anxiety.
I see it all the time.
And I go, dude, ah, I have, it's the 4th of July.
I have two
but
dogs.
How many holidays like involve grilling out? Like a lot of them do. You got Memorial
them,
Day, you got Labor Day. You know, you got all of them have grilling out days. You know, it's like 4th
yeah,
of July isn't
of July
exclusively
really
grilling
seems-
out.
It really, nah, I don't know. It
whoa,
seems
whoa,
to
whoa,
that
fellas, fellas. I know. We,
oh,
yeah,
oh,
topic,
oh, no, oh, no,
it,
no, no.
It's that time. It's
so.
That time. Yep. So everybody put on your pencils and pick up your pizzes. It's time for what's in your piz. I'm going to ask you first, Lunch Meat, what's in your piz?
Oh, I got some nice Ritz cheese crackers in mine.
Mm, okay. And how about you, Trent Trout?
I got, oh, what is this? I got Mandarin cookies and peach rings.
All right. I myself got a little bit of a Michigan elderberry, but that's
shit,
neither
yeah.
here nor there.
Hey, I was really getting into that. I was shaking my hips.
I hope Miley Cyrus gives me the restraint. The cease and desist. That's what I'm waiting on. Okay, and that means we've made it into the back half. Yeah, we do get we can kind of loosen our ties a little bit.
Red Rocker needs to embellish us with the or regale us with the tales of the 4th of July vacation or Juneteenth vacation, as it were.
Let's start from the top.
I was supposed to be off the Saturday before, but they made me work Saturday. Then they made me work on Father's Day only for 3 hours.
God,
and then they tried to turn
government.
It into 7 hours. So I had a bit of a meltdown and I called in 2 days early. Took a full 2 weeks off from Juneteenth to the 3rd of July. I'm actually going to work tomorrow. Today, I mean. And, I don't know how interesting all of that is to you. I slept in a tent. I have about a million bug bites. I fell off a cliff like catching an 8-year-old. So I got a big old nasty, it looks like a tiger scar on my leg, like a tiger scratch.
What was going on?
Actually.
But you were a hero, though.
The kid fell off a cliff, and then you had to run and save him.
So she was falling. It was a bit very steep. I was holding onto a branch, and in that same hand was like my energy drink. And I'm like, in the other hand, I'm holding like my 8-year-old niece. Like we either way, we both ended up falling about 5 feet further than maybe we should have. But I got a gnarly looking scratch from it. It's pretty cool. I got
Did
a pretty moderate
family
suntan.
Sleep in one tent, or do you have your own different tents?
They have actual camper accommodations. I sleep in a tent that is like 15 years old.
You slept in a tent by yourself where everyone else was like inside.
The kids all pretty much finagled their way into like better accommodations.
Sure,
of course.
But I took like my nephew's tablet. It was like the only thing getting like any type of reception. And I like would stay up all night watching like, you know, Agent Carter on Disney Plus because all he had was Disney Plus.
Okay.
We're watching some Agent Carter in this bitch. Secret Invasion, more like Snooze Invasion.
I don't know, the first episode was all right. We'll see how it plays out.
So the real thing I want to get into here. So I spent a lot of time. When I say it was very white, I don't mean it was like anti-black. I just mean it was like very white in like a way I guess I'm not really used to like hearing dinner conversations go and like. I don't know. It was very strange. Like for 2 weeks, like at one point, like my grandma had to break off from the group and be like, come on, Red Rocker, you know that trans people shouldn't be in sports. And I was like, hey, I don't want to get into it. Like, leave me alone, Grandma. Like, shit like that, you know?
Grandma's got some hard opinions.
I admit they win a lot, it seems like, and I don't know what the solution there is, but, like, I don't want to talk about it at the beach.
Right, like, why are we talking about this with you? Why am I talking? Grandma, really?
Right, like really? Leave me Grandma, right, really? Right. I was, like, literally staying out of it. But
yeah.
What I really want to discuss in all of that, I was just laying a backdrop. So, you know how, like, you're eating dinner at, like, maybe your folks' house or something like that? And you know how, like, when you don't turn the TV off, it just starts playing ads?
Sure.
Okay. So, at my parents' house, when I'm eating dinner, I'm, like, watching this TV with its ads. And the ads are for something called Fox Nation Network, okay? Which is, like, I guess Fox News, but more, like, entertainment-based.
Yep.
Okay. So I like immediately. That's exactly what this whole segment's about. So I'm gonna do about four or five of these. Okay. All right. Here's a good one. So this is the most mild one. I'm amping up to something here. But Duck Dynasty Fortune, like the Duck Dynasty boys are back and they got a new show where they like seek a fortune.
Yep.
Is this okay?
So it's like okay, now I get it.
We're going somewhere. You're not off. You're onto something like that. But like the logo's the same. It's like instead of being infotainment or whatever they call that, like it's like it's just called, like straight up like reality TV for rednecks, like you said.
Sure. But yeah, it's a Great American Country Channel. Like that's what that shit turned like. That,
so you've
like,
never heard of it. What about you, Lunch Meat? Are you familiar with this network?
I am not, but I've seen it on like YouTube and all that shit.
Do you have to subscribe to it, or is it just
I think
free.
It's like it's replaced Fox News. It's like Fox News is there, I think. Adjacent to it. It's like like a MTV2, if you will,
like an FXX.
Yeah, like an FXX. Ooh. There you go. Yeah. Okay.
There's three X's. So, there's an FXXX.
There should be.
There probably is.
A
right?
Sexy FXXY.
Somebody bought that shit up right away to be ready for it.
Oh, I hope so.
All right. So here's another one. Rob Schneider woke up in America and he's like under a blanket peeking out at you.
Okay.
So is he going to be giving us is he going to be giving us any you can do it? Are we going to be getting the shark guy from that one Hawaiian
movie? I would tune in
Adam
just for
the
Rob
did?
Schneider. Like you said, Rob Schneider. Now I'm curious. Like,
yeah,
what's he
like,
been up to? What's
he's
he doing?
Peeking out from a blanket and
like,
it's woke
Adam
up in America.
Amazing.
He has a job on like Fox Entertainment.
It's not. It's like Fox. It looks like Fox News, but they just changed news to.
You know how
Nation.
These. There's a lot of these news places I've noticed they'll like find a celebrity that's got like a slightly like they'll be like, oh, you agree with us just a little bit, but they're kind of like
right.
more towards the other side. So they bring them on because that other person's like, I don't give a shit, I'll go on your show. You know what I mean? So
it, but it does kind of hook you a little
like, hey, look, he agrees with us. Look, hey everybody, this guy. And it's just like it's it. Both sides do it. That's why I can't tolerate it anymore. It
But I'm a little
so
interested, right? At this point,
yeah,
it's
no,
like
it makes you,
what the conversation at dinner is.
It
and
is
I'm like, just these ads, yeah. Like stuff they're just picture ads of them like flashing on and off. But like my eyebrow keeps going to it. The next one, Roseanne Barr, cancel this. A new comedy special where Roseanne gets to like say what really happened and like tear into Darlene.
I think we all saw this coming.
Listeners will remember that I watched a muted episode of The Conners, and I want to know what's going on. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth, though. So I'm already like, I love stand up, and like I have seen like Roseanne stand up. Like she was solid, like in the 80s.
Yeah,
she had like a solid special or two.
She was like a big feminist back in the day too, with like her stand up or comedy.
Well,
she was like,
I don't care
like
what side,
housewife
I just like,
or whatever. Like, she, I don't know, like allegedly.
I think
I kind of
want to hear
women's
that
comedy in the
special.
80s, but I would. It's probably.
Do you think
be
they
horrible.
Ever have like people in like wheelchairs that have like sit down specials?
But I'm punching. Where's
have
that
you ever seen one?
I mean, that's like the smart move, you know. Like, do you think that's
would
that's
you kind of roll around back and forth on the stage with like maybe a hand control and like just
like
kind of
like man
emphasize.
And a rascal?
Yeah,
you know,
like a fat, that would you'd watch that, right?
Oh yeah, You know, like a Cars.
What I think actually he needs a decent sized stage and give him a golf cart. Actually,
give him a golf cart. Comedy special.
Give him a little like energy behind it. You know,
how come all these comedy people always have to be like standing? Like they're so good. Like, oh, I stand when I do my comedy. Like, why can't you just sit down? Or like, why can't you just be on like a exercise bike?
They call that heckling.
Stool. Like every comedian's stool, got like a thing they used to use, you know, or they'll lean on the mic.
They put their water bottle on it, though. You know, they're not really sitting. Like,
they all stand. Yeah, there is.
But that's that's like when the stand-up comedy stinks the worst. You
it
know
is
what
called
I'm saying?
Stand. Though. Yeah, I mean
when they're on their stool.
Okay. What about what about everyone? I need your full attention for this one.
Everyone fucking focus.
Uncanceling Columbus. Now we just got this guy canceled. Are we uncanceling him already?
Why would we uncancel Columbus?
I have no idea. That's all I got to go on. Is like
the was this your grandma's idea or what? No. Oh, this is Fox.
This is that network. It's a there's a
of
show
course
on
they
it
they want
uncanceling
the
Columbus. It's a TV show.
You're buying into it. It's to rile people like you up. See, this is I don't get riled up on either side.
Here's my question to you.
Both sides.
I don't care.
Like,
I think
stuff news nowadays. It's I don't know. It's disgusting. Like I don't know. It's weird how they've literally pitted half of America against each other. You know.
Riddle me this. It's weird. You're gone for 10 days, correct?
I did. You're there. 40-23. I'm making a note of it.
You were gone for like 10 days, weren't you?
Were you in God's country?
Oh, I sure was. 10 days.
How much Kid Rock were you listening to?
Oh, baby.
How much did you hear it?
Actually,
no?
the place is like an old timey like campsite, but they were actually playing like some good Zeppelin rip. No, there was like some Zepp going, and like they heard some plates of Nirvana at one point. I was like, this is like on the PA at the campsite. I was like, this is working for me a little bit. So
see,
too
like,
crazy.
Probably somebody our age. That was I forget sometimes. I'm
and
like,
there was like an arcade. They were
like, hey, I know all these songs. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. There's a lot of people my age now.
I was there was like a full arcade there, and like the guy was like, I saw I was just like pumping quarters into like arcade games. He's like, lock up when you're done. Just flip this switch on the way
that's
out.
Cool.
Like, let me like play an arcade.
You like playing Pac-Man? Like,
there was like boat race games. And, like, they had like a free motorcycle race where you could like race a motorcycle for free, and like the top score would like constantly be going up the whole time. And I had like a whole pack of kids to play against.
So was it just like did you win tickets? Was it one of those where you got
there was tickets?
Like
oh yeah,
shitty
oh
prizes?
Yeah, they were. Or they were like charging prizes. You for every little thing, but it was like quarters basically. Like you want some popcorn?
Cool, like
50 cents. Yeah,
I remember, like we went to like some arcade in the Dells one year, and like I got myself a pocket knife, and like I was able to hide it from my dad for like 3 months.
No, very nice. I would not have had the guts actually. Now that you say that.
All right, one more question, then we might have to move on. Here we go. My question is, so did you talk to a certain gentleman, or did a certain gentleman pump you for new lure ideas while you were there?
Ooh.
How do I say it? I don't know. He's more of a – he's doing less interesting things this day, let's just say. He's not really into
doing
that game anymore. He's got to do something more. Well, he's got a young kid.
He's still doing
put it aside for now and like focus on his career. So he's got like
well,
a
he's
whole...
just starting out what he's doing too. So
right, yeah. You know, it's
that's because he didn't follow our game plan. If he would have stuck to our lures and the name, he would have been
our names. Our names were solid.
Mm-hmm. That's what he gets. All right. Well, anyways, I wish him all the
best.
He
might listen. Obviously. We talked about the pod a little bit. He might
I wish him all the best. You know what I'm saying? If you are listening, you know Duck Dynasty. I fuck them. You know what I'm saying? That could be us, brother. That could be us, man.
I bought a couple of those. I bought a couple of those lures, and like honestly, like,
yeah.
Like I don't fish with lures. Like,
I bought one too.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like I don't know.
I
looks pretty good.
Bought one for a girl, really and she like needed them. A second one because she couldn't use it. It was too beautiful.
That's nice. It's a collector's piece. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's literally just like sitting in like the box that it came in. Like every once in a while, I'm like, cool. watching stuff. One day I'll use it.
All right. What about another phone call? What about another smoke Ooh. Email?
Good call.
The line is smoking.
Yo, this is Amy. It's a beautiful summer so far, and you know what that means.
Indeed.
Fishing and boating. Do you think you're going to get back out there for an episode? Load up the gear and hit the lake? What do you say?
I wish I had a boat to hit the lake with. That'd be awesome.
We famously sank it, but we are on the mend. Maybe that is something we could figure out.
Maybe we get a, you know.
What about a couple of kayaks, trio of kayaks?
Have you ever Link seen them up, chain them up. That like stand up and they just like they yes use, like, yeah like that just seems like
it's like real big around here. A lot of people do that shit on the river. I know like a whole bunch of like stupid trendy girls that do that shit.
Yes, yeah, thank you. I was just about to say it's a certain type of person. It's usually like I'm just like you said, it's usually like a hot chick with like a like skimpy something or a basically just showing off her ass and her tits like to everybody and like paddling slowly down like a
what
small...
I want to see make a big comeback. I want to see people get like experience. Growing really big pumpkins year round so you can like float down the river in a huge Ooh. Pumpkin, you know.
That would be awesome.
Sure. Sounds great. Marketing.
If you heard of a canoe. Well, I fucked it, and now I replaced it with a pumpkin. You bitch!
I fucked it.
You know?
You dumb bitch. That should be the whole marketing campaign. I don't think that's all that's in the market. It's all part of it. Are you mad at your wife? Tell her to go fuck herself by buying one of these pumpkin. Do you like to make bad purchases and just buy cool shit? Hey, look what we got.
It's like a factory that just grows big pumpkins, and you can buy them whenever you want. You know what I'm saying? They'll be ready for you. That's our guarantee. All right. What else we got on the old? What else we got on the old smoke-a-roonies?
One last one. Hello. Oh, this is done by dialing, of course, 414-909-0525. Hello, Wake and Bake. This is your old friend, Ed Earl. I can't believe the 4th of July is upon
shit.
Us. Boy, oh boy, just me and my cabin, my Trump 2024 flag, the American flag, and another flag that says my dog is smarter than Biden. Isn't it the greatest holiday of the whole year? I even got married on the 4th of July. We are no longer together, but I don't let it get me down. The only bad part is we're celebrating the 4th under Can't Get His Sparkler Lit Joe. Buying all of the fireworks from China.
This guy's back.
I know if Trump, the real president, was in charge of this 4th, it would have been the most glorious firework display in every town. Instead, we have okay, I'm gonna start that one over. Okay, instead we have spoiled potato salad Joe sneaking up the 4th of July. I hope everyone has the greatest 4th. Make sure you create some patriotic memories with your family. If they all haven't abandoned you, like my family has, let's not forget the veterans, your friend Ed Earl.
I haven't abandoned you, Ed Earl. I never will.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it's true.
You got a friend
seems
here
like
this
he,
podcast.
Yeah.
You just keep writing in your witty.
I mean, it makes sense that he loves the 4th of July. I mean, obviously.
Well, yeah. I mean,
what about the veterans? Does the veterans get thrown into the 4th of July?
I think like, the 4th of July is everyone's day, kind of, right?
Yeah, it's America's birthday, baby, right?
Right.
That's what it's supposed to be, yeah.
Today, so it's okay to forget the veterans.
You don't even have to be an American. You just got to be in America, you know? Like, I mean,
we don't
preferably an American,
elsewhere,
but, you know,
too.
We don't care.
Celebrate
we don't discriminate.
You are. We never discriminate about that.
Well, how come they always thank the veterans, though? You know, like, this is the veterans. They
ourselves.
Have, like, three.
It's too close.
Don't they have three holidays already? Do they need a 4th? Is the 4th a...
We're only free because of the veterans. You know that.
Well, the...
Oh,
and the CIA. We all love the CIA, and we know you're listening. You listen to everything, and we love
we
you.
Appreciate we appreciate the listens. Of course, everyone in there is, counts as a listener. So the views,
it sure does. We appreciate also a review, 5 stars.
Can, spread the smile along or at the office. That's just fine. All right, we did it.
Yeah,
see
yo.
Any good movies lately?
I've been watching a little more television. I've been kind of weaned off of Zelda. I'm getting pretty far.
Well,
you know, I'm taking it easy.
So, how far does that?
I could go beat Ganon right now, but like, you know.
Have you done it?
No. But yeah, we're going to like go and do all the like shrines and like get the game like pretty much complete and then beat him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. He's just waiting to get his ass kicked, basically.
I've been watching The Witcher, the new Witcher. What else did I watch? I watched the new Shazam, the Ant-Man, Quantumania, whatever it's called.
You can't spell Quantumania without Ant-Man.
It's true. That's a good point.
It's right in the middle.
I watched this Yellow Jackets.
What goes on in that? What's going on there?
It's like these girls get like, you know, their plane crashes in the middle of nowhere, and then they have to like fight for survival. I think a lot of wicked shit's gonna be going down, like where they eat each other and get all crazy and shit.
Okay.
Seems pretty all right, yeah. And then they like it's like a flashback back and forward thing where like they must have been survived or they must have got freed or somehow, and now like someone's blabbing the secrets. It's gonna be pretty great, I think. Ooh. Christina Ricci's in it, so he's like like. I think she plays like this real like nerdy creepy girl, but like might be her sexiest role yet. You know, you ever check it out?
Aubrey Plaza's got that like vibe too, where she like could kind of
what happened to her?
Be sexy. Good.
Did you guys watch the new White Lotus? She was in there.
Oh, no, it's on my list.
They showed her breasts, I guess. Calls breasts, which are nice breasts. You know?
Breast eye. Breasty. Yeah! Woohoo! Titties! We love titties. Fans of titties on this show.
What do you guys been watching? You heard the new Flash movie was great?
It was great. If I could pontificate, you guys don't give a shit about the Flash movie, do you?
Do not carry on, sir.
Dude, okay, so in the opening scene, he's got to get to Gotham real fast because the hospital's going to explode, right?
Mm. Okay.
So, like, but here's the thing. He hasn't had his snacks yet. So he's, like, on, like, low, like.
For real?
Yeah, like, the Flash got to consume a lot of food to, like, move fast. That's sort of his thing.
Okay, well, that actually makes sense. All
right. Right.
Okay, carry on.
So he eats, like, an ungodly amount of junk and, like, pizza and stuff. It's, you know, pretty normal. But, yes, he makes it to Gotham, and a hospital explodes, and there's, like, a room full of babies, like, 20 babies that, like, shoot out the windows, okay. And they're falling out of the sky, and there's, like, flames and glass, and they're okay. Falling, and there's, like, this nurse with them, too, and, like, they're all falling. The Flash, he gets into action. He zooms up the wall. He's, like, jumping from thing to thing, and then, like, he's about to reach for his first baby and, like, moves that baby to the side because, like, directly behind it is a vending machine, which he, like, smashes open with his fist and, like, eats a bunch of, like, candy bars real fast. And then he leaps toward, like, the first baby so he can, like, finally save it. But nope, moves it out of the way because, like, behind that baby is a microwave with, like, a burrito in it.
Uh-oh.
And he's going to eat that, too. And then he, like, miraculously saves all these babies and, like, puts one in the microwave.
He's that fast.
It was awesome. It was, like, amazing. I couldn't believe my eyes. And then, like, you get into, like, the Michael Keaton of it all. Oh, my God. He's great. It's everything you wanted.
How drenched did you get that sock? I got a...
Oh, man, I think I filled that cup, man. Like, you know,
filled it up?
That's a good
rating. Oh, yeah, good.
It's great. I don't think I should even tell you about that part. I think you kind of have to experience it, yeah. But I recommend, like, running, don't walking to the Flash. That's what I'm saying.
Very good. Did you go to see this Indiana Jones movie yet or what? Aaron's
God. So I've watched, like, all four of them, like, three times in the past like 2 weeks in preparation for it, and ended up going, somehow going to see like the Teenage Kraken movie on like Saturday instead.
I had to get it out of the way.
Like, sure. Like, you know, so my Indiana Jones is like just a little behind, but I can't. How is that far
Kraken
behind.
Movie? Did you fall in love with the Kraken?
The Kraken does take Ariel down a peg or two, which is of course always welcome to see.
Isn't the Kraken an octopus?
Yes.
Right? Okay. Check.
That's right. She's also a teenager.
She's going through, she's getting her period for the first time.
It is very, like, she gets big, too, like the pandas. So it is a very, like, turning red type of story.
It gets two squeaks because it's the bloodiest.
Exactly. There's but Indiana callback. Jones is definitely happening like pretty damn soon.
Nice. I'm excited to hear the deets.
You know, my 6 year old ranks them like he thinks the second one is the best one, and then he
it is the best one.
Four is the best one, second also, best one, and then number one, and then number three. That is the wrong order. I don't care who.
That's exactly like, that's this. Honestly, that is exactly the order I would have said.
It's insane.
It is not insane. I think your kid's kind of special. I think maybe he's got the gift. You know,
he's got.
And that's totally the case. It is totally.
I got it on the record.
Temple of Doom. Temple of Doom is the best one, right?
He likes the second one, and then he likes the second one. Then he likes when Marion comes back, and then he likes the first appearance of Marion. And then what then his dad at the bottom. He hates the dad one.
Oh, okay. So I guess mine would have went like the second one and then like the third one. Right. And then obviously the first one.
Raiders is third? Fourth.
Ooh, yeah, Raiders. And then the Crystal Skull.
Crystal Skull, I got to say, is like improving upon rewatch. Like a little time has passed. Like,
okay.
I know there's another one down the pike. Like I can.
I mean, Mads is going to be in there. That's like why I'm like excited about it. That's going to be pretty great. What would you say? What's your ranking then?
Marcus Brody's daughter's in it. Pop, pop.
Ooh. What's your ranking? What do you got?
Finally,
what do you think?
Brody, he can fuck.
Stamp of approval.
I'm thinking honestly, it's probably more like. One, three, two, four. Two isn't that bad. I give it a hard. I don't know. I like it.
What about you, Trent?
Oh man, it's been a while since I've seen the first one. I'm trying to remember the whole thing. And that was the one where they went to like Germany. And they burned the books, right? The Nazi book.
That was part
thing.
Three.
That was part three. Okay.
Part one is Connery. It's the arc, man. It's the you know.
Yeah, honestly, I like it just kind of the way. Like, I remember watching when I was a kid on like beta, like you know what I mean, VHS, ooh, and like I remember nice. Like as a kid, like my dad showing them to me and like breaking them all down, you know. And I don't know. I would say one and two and three. I don't even like the Crystal Skulls one. I don't really get the alien thing. I mean, I don't know.
I don't either. But like, it kind of it's like kind
it,
of grown
it just
on
doesn't
me
make
a little
sense,
bit.
Though, right?
He's an like, old man now. It's kind of funny to me. He's like too old. Like, what's he doing?
He doesn't need the money. I mean, yeah, what is he doing?
This is some sort of dial time scope.
Yeah.
He's the new daddy. He's going to find a time machine that like sets him back in time or some shit.
The dial of destiny? Is that what it does?
I think so, isn't it? I'm not too sure.
And he's just going to CG his way through the rest of them forever?
It's going to be like a thing where it's like really the... It's going to be like the compass from like Pirates. And then like... Uh-oh, I hear ducks. Sorry. And then he's gonna, like pass it off. What if like I don't know.
I
lost
ducks.
No problem.
I saw ducks today too. I was getting my windshield replaced. I have a photo of it. Actually, I was playing a YouTube video of duck sounds so I could get a little bit because it was like a duck with like a bunch of little ducklings and like they were super cute and like I wanted to like you know get closer to just take a picture. I want to touch one of those fuzzy little ducks. They're so fuzzy. You just want to pet one. Like, man, that looks really soft. Looks cute. Cute little duck.
Oh, one thing we haven't gotten to yet is actually our sports minute. I'm gonna just go ahead.
Oh, geez, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I know. I got the
It's the most important segment that we do on here.
Nobody understands cricket. You got to know what a crumpet is to understand cricket.
All right, now that that's covered, what does anyone any sports information on the docket?
Yeah, I heard old Musk man and Zuckerberg is
they're having a measuring contest
in the Coliseum, no less. You know, the biggest gets it molded. Mm-hmm.
So, like,
is this actually happening, or is this like a one-sided challenge thing?
I heard if like Zuckerberg's penis is bigger and girthier, that like every Tesla's shifter will be like a Zuckerberg.
That's great.
But you got to really include Bezos in this, because then he have the penis shaped rocket. Like, should be the one. Like, okay, you're gonna make a gigantic rocket in the shape of a penis. Dude, like, whip it out. Like,
the Amazon logo on like crazy. That's a penis. It looks like an arrow, but it's totally a penis.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. Too.
His head looks like a penis. Yeah. His neck looks like a penis. His arms look like a penis.
I'm putting it out here right
his
now.
His legs look like a penis.
You're a perv, Bezos. You hear me? You fuck you.
It's just Wouldn't it be cool if he made like a little Pinocchio that like every part of him was a penis, and then he like pretended that he wants to grow up to be a real penis boy, you know, and then like he sees himself in that like Pinocchio creature. I'm writing it. It's happening. I'm making it. But anyways, who do you think is going to stack up? What's the predictions? Who's going to be the biggest hog winner?
I don't know. That's a tough one, man.
It's hard to say, right? I mean, that is one of those things where
Musk man is bigger. You know, he kind of has that 1930s
right. So it actually makes me want to downgrade him a little bit, but like. Could be like a real chode situation, right?
Or do you think like Mark Zuckerberg is like Asperger's, and like, you know, sometimes when you think about like some of these dudes where it's like, you just know like they never get laid, and like, but they just probably have the hugest hog, you know?
What if it's like,
okay. I mean, but you got to figure with that. I mean, by now, he's got to be swimming in pussy with all that money. I mean, you don't have to be a ladies' man.
Do you think? I think he's rather rich, like. Right?
I think he does a good enough job where he gets laid. Like, well, like he does a good job, probably. Like, it would be hard to always, like, when everyone's watching every single thing and you're just like a kind of crazy person to begin with. I don't know. I think he holds it together.
Mark Zuckerberg's like fucking like female like vending machines like the rest of us on like the quest. You know what I'm saying? That's like why he built that thing. You know?
You think that's helping him like keep him on an even keel?
Probably, yeah. It's kind of like soaking. You know? It's like, you know. You know, it's
like, I guess
is,
if he wanted to, he could like write a bunch of messages to everyone on Facebook, right? But he doesn't.
Will you guys be my friends, dear everybody? Signed, Mark Zuckerberg.
I mean, just right, like weird, old Musk man got with right. You know, Grimes, right? I mean, he's like hooking up, you know. He's supposedly fucked. Yeah, Grimes and like Amber Heard. He's like fucked, you know.
Wouldn't that be the most ironic thing in the world? Is the man who created the most social thing in the world is probably feels like the most alone, like Mark Zuckerberg. Like, he can't, like, you ever seen him talk? Dude, he looks super awkward. River.
Yeah, he's
like,
Asperger's.
Just saying, though. Like, the irony
right
behind
shirt,
it is,
brother. You know, he's like, he's like drives around, like, pretending he's the driving crooner, you know? He like gets upset when it doesn't
that
line
guy
up
can't
on the
croon.
Window. You know?
Mark Zuckerberg crooning. That's an insult to anyone who's ever even an amateur
like from the car.
How dare you, sir?
No, I am a robot. I have a robot ears, and I have a robot vagina.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's
he
like,
definitely sounds like. Yeah. I mean, Elon Musk got everybody. I mean, Elon Musk does that dumb little dance. Like, if anybody's gonna croon, it would be probably Musk. I feel like he's got the crooner vibe. You know,
which
like,
one do you think has enough money to have like the WB frog, like in his like basement cellar somewhere? You know.
Like, he goes down there every, like, 3 months and, like, just turns on the light. It's like, dooba, dooba, dooba,
dooba. Loses his ass.
Just shuts up for 10 seconds. Like, very good, frog.
Like, Lyle, crocodile his ass or something.
Oh, why? That movie sucks. Stop saying that.
Stop saying it.
It's the same thing.
It's fun to say.
That movie was horrible. No, it was just like a sad, sappy movie. Like, well, you'd be like depressed. I always like to
imagine that. What's that guy? The guy who's like, you know, the flamboyant magician guy, just like dancing and singing by himself, pretending there's a crocodile there. It cracks me up.
It's like you have to take 2 year like anti-depression pills just to like make it through that movie. It's like, all right, let's do it. I love it. You know,
that sounds very sad.
It's sad, but it's also kind of like heartwarming.
Is it a cartoon or is it?
He does sing at the end. He's like a CG crocodile in a real world.
Oh, okay.
It's got the you know that lady from Fresh Off the Boat on it. Jessica.
I want to see that. I want to see like the exact same movie, but with like an elephant that like has a big cock and like has to like become a New York like you know midnight
song
cowboy
and dance animal.
Well, a midnight cowboy, you know, he's like standing on his post, you know, with his leg up in the air, letting it hang out, you know.
Yeah.
I like to see like a female like bicyclist like hits it and like thinks it's a speed bump and like falls over and then like just starts like rolling on it, you know. You're welcome, America. I'm writing it right now.
You know that that Tim Robinson. I was watching a couple of like skits that he did, and there was one he did where it was like a Valentine's Day special with Michael Bolton. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, sure. That's I don't remember him in it though. What does he do?
God damn it. Like it's basically just like him like yelling at like this one guy for not saying, like, you gotta watch it. I'll send it to you. Like, it's kind of hard to explain. I don't want to like ruin it, especially if you haven't seen it.
I've definitely like, seen that special, but like, it's been a few years. I'm a lapsed viewer.
The funniest thing, like, I think, is like the horse cocks.
Every Valentine's Day.
You know, where he goes to that haunted house. You know, that's like probably the funniest thing. He goes like, and then the hot dog's up the sleeve, and then like the door the wrong way.
Yeah.
Maybe the poop on the receipt.
What about, like, you know what one got me? It was, like, that Santa Claus saga where, like, that old man is, like, Santa Claus is trying to be a serious actor. But, yeah. Like, that whole thing got me.
I like the double motorcycle guy. Like, I wanted to see him come back. Oh, double motorcycle. All right. I don't know. I think they let too much, like, Tom, you know, Heidecker write too much of it, I think. You could really tell. You
he's
know.
Got a... In there. His own YouTube channel where he like does like live, like have you ever like gone in like
yeah
like,
I've checked it out
one of those live ones before yeah it's kind of like
I forgot what it's called yeah
mm-hmm. yeah right yeah
it's hit and miss
exactly that's
isn't that called Office
it.
Hours I think it's called Office Hours
is it called Office Hours I don't know it's been a while since I watched one of them mm-hmm. like I subscribe to it every once so I get a notification and I'm like if I'm not doing anything I'll be like ooh. All right. Like for the most part, yeah. I mean, I.
Did you guys watch that show Beef Boys that he did? It's called Beef or the Beef House.
No, I have not.
Beef House.
It
was,
no.
Yeah, it was alright. Uh-huh. Yeah, check it out. Yeah.
I will check it out.
Beef House.
Beef House.
Beef House. All right. Remember to watch Beef House.
I'm writing it down now in my memory bank.
I'm not. I'm writing it down on a piece of paper and possibly titling the episode it.
Oh, well, there you go. It's a winner. We're all winners. What,
maybe it could just be called Blazed on the 4th of July.
Okay, I guess.
Right.
I mean, it's the second.
What if it was like you take the exact second. You take the exact movie of like Born on the 4th of July, but like
yeah,
you
I know,
make
what
it about
did.
Like
we all
smoking.
Know what you did. I know what you did.
But like make it about smoking, you know. On the 4th of July.
Yep, that's all it takes. You got yourself.
It reminds me of a summer breeze, such a breeze that blew you back when you're about 3 foot tall. Oh, then 4th of July, there'll be a mint julep waiting for you on the other side.
I'm just going to sit here on my rocking chair and fan my face and just say, Lordy, okay. Lordy, Lordy.
I mean, I know you guys are just kind of like impromptuly ending it, so I'm going to just say this is a pretty good time to say sayonara for another week. And of course, maybe 2 weeks, who knows? Let me just...
Party on, America.
Party on, America.
But of course, the real ones know to stick around after the song because it is, of course, the After Under Hours special, 4th of July edition. We don't introduce ourselves for it, so but we do get a little blue with it. So did you hear Guzzi say in their after show that they get a little blue with it? We were saying that first, and now they're saying it. They're listening.
It's all part of the algorithm.
Will Sasso like, said it supposedly off the cuff.
We tagged him with like a Boatsy tagged him, and he like was curious about Boatsy, so he automatically checked him out, and now we're part of his algorithm. You know,
I'm onto you, Dudesy.
Yeah, they have to track that shit, right? Like the amount of times it gets mentioned. Like I'm sure, right? It's like anything else.
But, well, how would that end internet? Up coming out of it's Will out Sasso's mouth? Unless it's all scripted.
Will Sasso's asshole.
That's a better episode title.
All right, we talked.
What if they are watching?
They're watching.
Italiano Astoriano.
Watch my little dog lick my asshole in my gym shorts.
Hey, you know what? Honestly, I bet you if he put on OnlyFans, he'd probably clean up. I mean,
he'd probably clean up. Like,
there's a lot of weird
like his
out there.
Feet and like a
he's
big
on the rebound.
Jelly.
He's kind of on a free will type of exercise regimen. Apparently, it's working out for him.
Strictly corn and vodka. That'd be horrible when you shit, right? I mean, dude, nothing but just the corn cob.
Go on.
That's the perfect spot to cut it off, but we're going a little late with this one.
All right, so what are you guys actually doing for the 4th? We talked about other stuff. What are you guys getting into?
I am setting up more security cameras around my house. And
do you get those ones that go into the, like the light sockets? We got a couple of those.
I have seen those. I got one wireless one that I set up today. Mm-hmm. Ones that I bought. I got one that I ordered from Amazon that's like the shit. Like this thing, like, okay, so like as you move, like if you're coming up my driveway, it senses you and it follows you. And then it also has facial recognition, so it knows whether it's my wife, whether it's me, whether it's – and it, like, I can catalog people in there and shit. It's fucking crazy, dude. It was only, like, $150. I'm like, buy now. Yes, please. Fuck yeah.
I'm tabbing.
So I'm kind of excited about that one. I'm like, that's kind of cool. It's got, like, this cool-ass night vision. And they all have really good night vision, but this one's got, like – some like yeah.
I got
pretty
the
cool.
Night owls. Have you heard of the night owl? That's the ones I got. I got it. My whole place is like completely like you know.
Sure. Yeah, I don't blame you.
There's
that's how I'm
a circumference
now too.
I also got those cool ones where you can like plug into like light sockets and shit and control them with your phone.
I went on a wormhole today down YouTube. I'm like, all right, what security camera should I? Because I wanted to get one today for sure at like, you know, like Home Depot or something.
It comes
you know,
with an attachment where you can like just plug them into your like wall sockets and shit. You can like plug them into like extension cords and crap like that and just have them like, it's super sweet. All right, but anyways. Red Rocker, what you doing? What you getting? Some parades? Some fireworks? Going down to the beach?
I do have the day off, boy. But I've already been doing all that stuff. I even saw fireworks already. And like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so did I.
Pretty burned out. Take it easy. I don't know. Maybe take it easy. Kind of forgot how few mosquitoes there are around my house compared to where I just was. So it's like,
it's
oh, yeah.
True.
was like, oh yeah, it's so nice to be back. So maybe I will end up watching something somewhere. But that would be about it. I don't really need to prove myself at this point. I got a nice base tan going.
Attaboy. Nice. That's hard to do in Wisconsin sometimes. At a certain point, these past
2 weeks. In a fucking ton, are you kidding? I did have like an extension cord and a fan, so I'm not gonna act like I didn't.
So you were glamping. Horrible. Were you glamping?
I don't think an extension cord and a fan is glamping.
I don't think it is either.
I slept on the ground two of those nights and then I got a cot eventually.
Next time you want to go camping, you can borrow a couple of my, like, I got a bunch of battery-powered, like, Milwaukee fans. You just plug a battery in it, and that shit runs for, like, 12 hours, like, on high.
I mean, I was charging my phone in there. I'm not going to lie.
We, like, bought all this super good shit when we went to the gathering, and we never use it again. Maybe we will. I hate camping.
I still use them. I hate it.
Well, yeah, you don't really need to camp. Like, you're, like, surrounded by camping. I mean, you can
that's true. But it's, like, but there's so many cool campsites around here that it actually would be great to, like, just do. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, like, in your backyard and shit.
Yeah.
But camping just fucking sucks. You know what I'm saying? It's hot. You know,
you gotta go the right time of year, my man. Like, September's usually a good time. Or, like, spring's kind of questionable, but it doesn't even get rains
beginning
anymore.
Of October,
It used to rain all the time in spring.
I got rained on in a tent.
Oh, did you?
Twice.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go? Like, getting rained on in a tent all night.
Miraculously, this thing was super old, but it, like...
held up?
It held up, yeah.
Nice, like that's
the
good.
The cord holding the poles together, like, you know, like, they're, like, linked together. Uh-huh. They were, like, all broken. I was, like... pushing these things together, and at times it would like spring off, and I like lose parts. Like,
flying, that's like, so frustrating.
15 feet. I got it though. And then once I got it, it was like it held the whole time.
Sure.
I did sleep in a puddle with an extension cord with a fan.
I stepped in that thing. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like, oh, damn. But,
step around the puddle.
Shorter around.
Yo!
But minus that one puddle, it really did. Like, the rain fly held up and everything. It was actually like, I wasn't not complaining, except for the time my outlet was under like an inch of water.
Jesus. Good God, man.
Never.
So, not really glamping.
No, not at all.
Do they have a shower and stuff there? You had to publicly shower with
your family members? Yeah, with quarters.
Yes.
Good Lord. My, like a car wash?
It was like camping at Meatballs. There was a...
Oh, God.
It really was. No. Yeah, there was like an old-timey, like, 70s mini golf and, like, an old arcade.
And, like, okay, the mini golf, that sounds fun, you know?
Yeah, mini golf.
The holes were
pretty
huge. Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine.
Do you know what, like, a pillow... Like, they call it a pillow, I guess, but it's, like, really, really big. It's, like, the size of a... swimming pool, but it's like a trampoline that's like inflated with air, basically, but the size of like a swimming pool, and you could like do flips and stuff.
Like a bouncy house.
You're on top of it. You're bouncing on top of it. It's like pretty sick, and like they would like fire that thing up every day, and that would be like an attraction for especially the kids. But I was known to get up there after a few white claws. Not gonna lie.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking them claws. Is that what you said when you're jumping around? Like, hey, bitch, stepping on kids' faces and snapping necks and shit.
I always forget, but damn, that's good. Pretty sick.
Anybody going hunting this fall?
No.
I know.
Savages. Like, savages.
I don't think I've been actually hunting for, like, well, if I went hunting, it'd be for,
well,
like,
this is an awkward time to mention. I actually put my foot down, and I'm taking off 2 days in November, and that'll be
your family
I got a nice
like, hunts.
Four-day
yeah,
weekend
that's cool.
set aside to – I'm thinking about taking a
bow. Taking the boy up there?
The boy
and the girl.
No, not them. They can't come yet. They're too
Every show I've ever watched, isn't it just like traumatizing? Like where you're gonna be
but
like,
in Wisconsin,
all right, get ready
take,
to
like,
kill that animal, son or daughter. Who are you gonna make kill that innocent deer? Your son or your daughter?
I was gonna go by myself with a bow and probably not get anything.
Oh, you want to go with a bow, dude? I'll go with you.
You're not gonna bring
go with a bow.
When are you gonna start bringing? Are you gonna bring eventually bring your family members out there, your kids?
They go up
like
scouting weekend. No, I'm not gonna. No, I wouldn't do that.
Well, no one made me go. I went. Like, it wasn't like. No,
I want to use a crossbow during like gun season just to like piss off. Okay.
I'm glad we made it to this conversation. I forgot. Have you seen? Because I know you like the bows and the bolts. Have you seen these bolt guns?
Yeah.
You seen those things?
Yeah. They make. Can you get those in... air powered ones too? They make one. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's dude. You could just order one. You don't have to like. So like you could just buy one. You don't have to be like. Yeah. You could just go on the internet right now and go buy one.
Make your own bolts. Are you gonna get one of those or what?
Lord knows I've thought about it a bunch, dude. I have a pretty high powered. Like I have a
crossbow.
No. Air gun. I have like an air gun that I
an air gun
like almost like $800. But it's like a rifle,
right? That one, that big one.
Yeah, it's a 45 caliber. Like you could shoot a deer with it. Like it's pretty cool.
And it's like, from air compressed.
Yeah, you like have to like put like
it's like hard like as hell to pull it.
You like
really?
Oh no! Those like, ones are different. No,
it's
those
like
ones,
country
those ones
for no old men or whatever. Not what is that? Where the guy walks around with that bolt shooter. Is it like
that cow prod thing? Is that what you're talking about? Where like that, like where it kills, like it's supposed to be for like
yeah,
killing, like pigs
yeah.
No country for old men.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You do, so there is like usually an air tank bottle. Like go look them up on the internet. They're all like you got like air guns. Like so basically you can go buy like up to like a 50 caliber air rifle and like yeah they take down like hogs, deer, like decent sized game, man. Like it's super impressive. And like here's the thing, you don't like have to like it's not like a gun, like there's no waiting list. Anybody can buy one of these, like
that's what
in,
yeah
50 states.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
See, I think with those rail guns, I was like thinking about getting a rail gun, you know, cool. Where it like shoots like washers, like those bigger washers, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty dope, really.
Yeah.
I also saw like a sniper, like what is it, slingshot gun.
Have
you seen that shit?
No,
check that shit out. That shit is dope as fuck. It's like a it's like a sniper slingshot gun. It's like cool as fuck.
I do like those. Those are like my favorite channels on YouTube. It's like people out in the middle of nowhere and like they're just like
my
dude, there's this one guy that like literally like pretty much catches like most of the shit, like most of it by like sitting in a tree and like spearing it with like a wooden spear. I'm like, damn. Like, dude, he jumps on top of like cool. You know, yeah, right? Like that's the way to do it. If you're gonna like, you know, I mean, that's a real hunter. That's like nomad type shit.
I think I would do it like I would have like a little miniature like catapult where I would have like a poisonous tarantula in there, and then I would like sling the tarantula onto the deer, and then it would sting the deer, and then I would just
famously
like,
not lethal
clean up
tarantulas.
Yeah, just clean up, you know, maybe a scorpion.
Ooh.
Just cleverly drop a scorpion on a bear.
The like the long con, you just gotta follow it for like 8 days until it's
all you gotta do, buddy.
Collapses.
Yeah, what's on the other side of this paddle, my friend?
Red Rocker, weren't you saying that there was like a book that you read where there was something where like they would like try to trap bears where they would like eat like meat and there was like metal in it or something?
No, man,
would, like,
I
track
always
the bear down until it bled out or something.
Galway Canal, it's a poem called The Bear.
It's almost within reach.
But the gist is like you take like a piece of bone, you like sharpen both ends of it.
Oh,
you,
okay.
Like, freeze it in fat. And then like leave it out for the bear to eat, and then the bear eats it and bleeds out, and then you follow the bear for like a week basically until it bleeds to death, and then you murder it. But it's a poem.
It's like beautiful. Graded. It's like
more
good
of a haiku,
advice.
You know.
It's pretty long and detailed about how to do it.
What's the difference between a haiku and a poem, right? Isn't it like the amount of like verse?
Yeah, it's
verses.
Like a three sentence, like you know, syllables. I forgot what is
syllables?
It. Five,
I don't know.
757573 or some shit. I don't remember.
Hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, what say you, Red Rocker? You would. Probably... what would you say is the biggest difference between a haiku and a poem?
Well,
as far as like if you were to point it out, like
you
if somebody
7573 or something like that.
That's what I said.
I think that's it. You know,
it's something like that. Yeah,
syllables. Yeah,
the syllables. Yeah.
Nothing more American than poems.
WNBC is recorded at or around Chautauqua, Wisconsin. Light up the smoke mail by texting 414-9090-525. That's Yo-Yo Cal. Our socials are usually trolling Twitter at WNBChatek. And always remember, you gotta get up to get down.
Black is the darkness as me.
Okay, very good.